Psalm 91, verses 4 through 7. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. An article in National Geographic several years ago provided this penetrating picture. After a forest fire in Yellowstone National Park, forest rangers began their trek up a mountain to assess the inferno's damage. One ranger found a bird literally petrified in ashes, perched on the ground at the base of a tree. Somewhat sickened by the eerie sight, he knocked over the bird with a stick. When he struck it, three tiny chicks scurried from under their dead mother's wings. The loving mother, keenly aware of impending disaster, had carried her offspring to the base of the tree and had gathered them under her wings, instinctively knowing that the toxic smoke would rise. She could have flown to safety, but had refused to abandon her babies. When the blaze had arrived and the heat had singed her small body, the mother had remained steadfast because she had been willing to die those under the cover of her wings lived. This is the picture that the psalmist has in mind when he talks of God's wings. He, God, shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. Like the chicks, people everywhere need to be sheltered, protected, covered. People everywhere need a sense of security. However, true hope and security are found in Christ and in Jesus Christ alone. Your security is, in essence, insecure if it has not been placed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why do you think he is called the Rock throughout the Bible? Vernon Charlesworth and Iris Sankey put it this way in the hymn, A Shelter in a Time of Storm. The Lord's our rock, in him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm, secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. The Lord had told Moses when he was going to pass, I would hide you in the cleft of the rock. The rock. We are covered by the feathers and the sheltering wings of the Lord. His truth, it says in our text, his truth is our defense. It is our shield and our buckler. Under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. The word shield is from a Hebrew word, sinor. This shield is the large one that covers the entire body. Matter of fact, Goliath had this type of shield and had a man carry it for him. 1 Samuel 17, verse 7, and the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. This was the type of shield that Solomon overlaid with gold. They are referred to as targets in the past. passage found in 2 Chronicles 9, verse 15. And King Solomon made 200 targets, shields, of beaten gold. 600 shekels of beaten gold went to one target. This word, sanah, comes from a Hebrew root word, which means thorn, or to be prickly. The picture here is one of thorn bushes that shepherds out in the field used as a shield in the wilderness. At nighttime, they would surround themselves with the wall of these thorny bushes to shield or protect themselves from predators. The message is this: God's truth protects and surrounds us. His truth, brothers and sisters, his truth that is found in the Word of God. Thy Word is truth. Sanctify them by the truth. Thy Word is truth. God's truth protects and surrounds us. It protects us from lies and deception and from making, for lack of a better term, stupid decisions that scar our lives. God's truth. That's why the scripture tells us in Romans 12 to not be conformed to this world any longer, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And how do you renew your mind? In the Word of God, with the Word of God, with the truth. The Lord is our shield and our buckler. God's protection, God surrounding us, protecting us from lies and deception. God's truth is also in our text called buckler. A buckler was a little or small shield used in close combat, or a piece of armor that surrounded the body of the soldier. It was held close to the body. In fact, the root word for buckler means to surround. God's truth is as a shield of a soldier in battle. Brothers and sisters, the scripture says that the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, is the Word of God. This is so important. That's why Satan loves nothing better than to keep you out of your Bible. The Lord's truth will protect us. It will defend us. If we'll embrace it and hold it close to our heart, just like a buckler, close to our heart. And the result of God's protection is peace. Notice what it says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrows that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Brothers and sisters, if you don't know the Word of God, how are you going to experience that peace? Found in Psalm 91:5, thou shalt not be afraid. Why? Because you know the truth. You're living in the truth. You have the truth close to your heart. And that security of knowing the Word brings peace in times of darkness and danger and destruction and disease and in death. Realize this, it says about darkness. Night is a time of terrors because it's a time of treasons and plunder and robbery and murder. Yet the godly man lies down at peace and he sleeps quietly. Why? For he trusts his body, his soul, and his substance to God. He knows his life is in the hand of God. And he knows that the Lord, that the scripture says, he keeps Israel, neither slumbers nor sleeps. We dwell under the shadow of the Lord. Security and peace, brothers and sisters, are byproducts of entrusting your life to God's care. The fear of the unknown, the fear of loneliness, the fear of darkness, the fear of the future, or the fear of battle can be removed when your life is yielded to the Lord and you're obeying and doing what he instructs you to do in his word. Peace comes from trusting in him. Psalm 56:4, in God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what can man do unto me. Hebrews 13:6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I will not fear. He'll deliver me from the snare of the fowler. He will cover me with his feathers under his wings. The Lord is worthy to be trusted. The Lord says, you need not be afraid for the terror by night. What a beautiful thing to not have to be afraid of the terror, or the arrow that flieth, or the pestilence, or the darkness, or the destruction. Thousands shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto thee. Let me tell you a story of Stonewall Jackson, a classic example of one who had peace on the battlefield. Was Stonewall Jackson. Thomas Jonathan Jackson was as thorough a Christian as he was a soldier. One writer described him, he lives by the New Testament and fights by the Old. The Jackson family held prayers at 7 a.m., and even servants were required to attend. Jackson never waited for anyone, not even his wife, to begin prayers. Following breakfast, Jackson would leave for his teaching duties at Virginia Military Institute, where his students called him Tom Fool Jackson. Jackson would return home for a Bible study, which he did using a Bible commentary. At the Battle of Manassas in July 1861, he took a green infantry brigade and turned the tide of the battle. During the fighting, Brigadier General Bernard E. B. instructed his men, there stands Jackson like a stone wall. Rally behind the Virginians. The name stuck, and Stonewall Jackson soon became General Lee's right arm in battle. He daringly moved large numbers of men quickly, some say too recklessly. In one 60-day period, his troops marched over 600 miles and fought five major battles and numerous skirmishes. His military prowess earned him the fear of Northerners, who regarded him as a species of demon, a fallen angel, and a cold-blooded rascal. Jackson, however, never forgot where his abilities came from. After General Lee commended his performance at Chancellorsville, Stonewall replied, General Lee is very kind, but he should give the praise to God. He should give the praise to God. On the battlefield, Stonewall Jackson maintained his devotional life and walk with God. According to historian John W. Schlipp, his men saw him stumbling and falling over trees and rocks. They almost thought he had too much to drink, but that was not the problem. He was praying with his eyes closed while he walked. Following every victory, Jackson ordered his chaplains to hold Thanksgiving services. He was known to ride through the camps distributing gospel tracts to his soldiers, and he often took part in his troops' religious meetings. Henry Kai Douglas wrote in the book, I rode with Stonewall. And when he had reached the place of prayer, lo, the camp was there. Bowed heads, bent knees, hats off, silence. Stonewall Jackson was kneeling to the Lord of Hosts in prayer for his people. Sundays were generally a day of rest. Deacon Jackson, as his men sometimes called him, hated doing battle on Sunday. Jackson was rigid and stern, and he fought intensely with his subordinates. Some thought he was insane. But despite the way some writers have portrayed him, Jackson was not a fanatic. He simply loved God and his word, and he trusted him with his life. I'm not lifting up Stonewall Jackson or all of his life and the things that he did. I'm certain, I'm just bringing out the fact what he did spiritually. He loved God and his word and trusted him with his life. And because of this, he could declare, my religious belief teaches me to feel as safe in battle as in bed. God has fixed the time of my death. That is the point I wanted to make, brothers and sisters. To feel as safe in battle as in bed. For we are all in a battle. Just study Ephesians 6. It tells us to put on our armor every day. To gird ourselves with the gospel of truth. To gird ourselves. To take up the armor, to take up the shield of faith, to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and to join the battle day after day after day after day after day. There'll be many victories and there'll be many defeats, but we have to always remember that he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. You shall trust his truth shall be thy shield and the buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. What beautiful promises, brothers and sisters. What beautiful promises to rely upon. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. What a blessing to have peace. And my friend, if you're listening today and you've never come to Jesus Christ, all you can do is trust in yourself. All you can do is trust in yourself, as opposed to you have to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord, first of all, for salvation. Because the scripture says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. The only way that you'll ever know peace with God is being justified by faith, by coming to Jesus Christ by faith, and being justified as a result of the work that Jesus Christ has done. Our sin becomes Christ's sin, and his righteousness becomes ours. For only the righteous shall see God. Only the righteous shall dwell with God. That's a perfect righteousness. And none of us have been perfectly righteous, only Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ was our substitution. He was a substitutionary atonement. He paid the price for our sins. Not for his sins, because he didn't sin. For our sins. For all those that would trust in him. So my friend, if you're listening today, you've never come to Jesus Christ, come to Christ for salvation. He has promised. He would in no wise cast you out. Any that would come, he would not turn away. Repent, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. And he shall cover thee with his feathers. And under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. His truth. The truth is laid out in the scripture, my friend. Pick up that Bible and read it. Before you do, ask Christ to save you. After you ask him to save you, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you that Bible. And my friend, my brother or my sister, you that are stumbling around, you that are doubting the Lord, it says the just shall live by faith. Live by faith. Day by day, brothers and sisters, we have to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now what we did yesterday, 2 months ago, 2 years ago, 20 years ago, today, the just shall live by faith. Press on, forget what's behind, ask the Lord for forgiveness, and move on, and trust in the Lord.